Station 2, Cleansing the Temple. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew 21, verses 12 through 17. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what they are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself'?" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there. Reflection. Anger, outrage, then healing. Who ever imagined that cleansing could be so chaotic, so messy? Think of a novice gardener, one who is eager to see her land filled with a bountiful yield. But the land as it stands is filled instead with weeds that are sucking all of the nutrients out of the soil. She seeks a more seasoned gardener, an expert, who then begins to reach their hands deep into the earth to extract each and every weed. The young gardener reaches out to stop them. "They will make a complete mess of the grounds," she worries. The seasoned gardener says, "Yes, it will be messy, but out of the mess will come new life." Jesus turns over tables in a pristine temple and then promptly heals the blind and lame. The money changers' tables were obstacles for the vulnerable. They stood in need of overturning. So Jesus overturns the tables, and it is messy. And yet out of the mess comes new life. What tables in your life need to be overturned? Is it a table of pride that stands in the way of you asking for help that you desperately need? Is it a table of shame that stands in the way of you forgiving yourself of past mistakes? Allow Jesus to come in and overturn those tables. It indeed may be a little messy, but out of the mess will come new life. Pray. God, I long for a new life within me. Please come into my heart and turn over the tables that stand in the way of what you desire for me. And then, O God, when I survey the mess it leaves, gently and lovingly remind me that things often get messier before they can be made clean again. Remind me that you are just on the other side of that overturned table, that you are ready to make me new again. Amen. When you are ready, move to the third station.